I'm joined by John Billups. He's the mayor of the city of Burlington. He's the development director for Notre Dame Schools. He is also the general manager of Bluff Harbor Marina. He said, boating sales have been brisk. Is that a way to say?
Yeah, boating's been a great activity. You know, we take the river for granted here. But boating, if you need to social distance, you get pretty good social distancing out on the river. So,
well, I think there is that. I think it's, we're just talking about, I was talking about how my wife has been trying, you know, it's like, you know, we're doing, home improvements, mm-hmm. and lawns, gardens, everything else like that. Anything you can do, especially when you've been sort of idled, and she's a school teacher, yeah. So it's like, yeah, now school for her is supposed to start 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, Notre Dame starts August 10th. In fact, daycare starts today, August 3rd, and we're going to be moving right along, a little bit extra tune-up. It's not necessarily review, but tune-up for the Notre Dame kids, get them up and running, and we're going to be in classrooms and practicing all the protocols the CDC offers, but we'll be open and we're really looking forward to seeing the kids.
Well, you don't have any buses, right?
No.
So that's one thing out of the equilibrium or the whole system. But yeah. You do have now, in terms of classrooms, how are you dealing with classrooms? I think you said one thing, what labs would have plexiglass,
yeah,
separators.
We're working on separators. But, of course, Notre Dame has a mandatory mask mandate. And so with the mask, you really don't need to have the separators as much, as long as there's the materials to clean and wash their hands and kids wearing the mask. So if we were doing mask optionals, we'd probably, on tables like science labs and art tables, we would probably put a plexiglass unit in. And that might change. You know, all plans this year, as everyone knows, are fluid. They change.
Notre Dame's known for its music program. How are you handling mm-hmm. that?
Music's going to be a little different for all schools, I think, because, you know, it's pretty tough to practice choir without having the kids together.
There's been talk about using going outside.
Right. We'll probably use a gymnasium so space the kids out, or even go outside. And we do have some outside learning scheduling or outside classes scheduled this year.
So I know it's one of those, it's a dicey. My wife's an elementary music teacher. She has, she's going to be basically, at least where she is, it is all 5 days a week for elementary. Mm-hmm. But she will be basically pushing a cart from
right.
room to room. Students will stay in the room. Will eat their lunches in the rooms. I'm not sure how the heck the elementary kids get recess, but that'll be controlled as well. What I'm trying to figure out is how it with the way the baseball season is and the mm-hmm. And what, we've got four teams now that are all basically having games postponed because of COVID. This is the least contact sport there is.
Yeah, everybody's plans are fluid as we go forward on these type of things. And
you don't have football, but do have football. You got West Burlington,
yeah.
Notre Dame, which is a shared program, but. You know, it's hard to imagine, and I was just reading the guidelines from the Iowa High School Athletic Association, and it's like reading a book.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I was just talking to a friend of mine, and he said all this, and he may not be wrong. He said all the sanitizing that we do, it would eventually come back and bite us, because we're going to be so clean that maybe our immune systems are going to be somewhat compromised.
Now I've heard that too.
That's a concern. You know, I've jokingly told someone the other day, hey, I ate, you know, and I've saw this running around too. I ate mud as a kid. I'm going to be fine. You know, I mean, kids that were outside playing yeah. back in my generation, we were exposed to all kinds of stuff, you know, and so our immune systems, I think, were a little bit stronger, but I don't know. I'm not a health expert, that's for sure. But you would like to think that there's a little bit of that. You know, when we had chicken pox as a kid, our folks sent us down to go play with the guys.
I think that most schools seem to be doing is what I talked to Pat Cohen about, is that is parallel programming. Mm-hmm. They're doing basically, in fact, that's what I know my wife is. Everything she's prepared to be, should it shift, she's prepared to shift to all online,
right,
if that need be, and at the same time, and that's also an option. So it has to, it's like parallel. I think I use the term parallel programming. And are you doing something similar?
Exactly. If one of our students is compromised, immune system compromised, or the parents are just not comfortable with it, we have made arrangements to simulcast in some cases, so we're going to have webcams in the classrooms, and so a kid or the parents can opt for online only. I think it's better to be in the classroom; it's more focused. But we will offer that option.
I think was using the term fluid. Depending on how things are, you will adapt as it goes. Is
plans,
that right?
Plans have changed sometimes a couple of times in a day. So I'm in a. And I take my hat off to all school administrators, but in particular Notre Dame, the school board, the school administrators, and the teachers, they are working. They're working hard to make sure that they're going to be able to provide the best education possible. And I think that goes for all school systems. By golly, they're earning their money right now,
it's preparation right now, and I know that's one of the things my wife is, because she has to prepare right. Individual bags for each individual student, and that's just the way it is. You don't you can't share anything.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever doubted whether teaching, and administration of teaching was a calling. You're witnessing it right now. They're going above and beyond their jobs,
and basically tap dancing their way through through the whatever is going to be happening. Now, I think the other question is, I guess, is there any change in what's going on in the city? Anything? It looks like we've sort of reached a sort of an impasse. Is that
we really are as far as our operations are great. We're servicing our citizens. The office is open to come in, make an appointment. Everything is going pretty well, except for the council meetings are still calling.
Yeah,
and it's just because the council chambers are so small. We don't even have the reporters in there because by the time we get staff that needs to be in there to be able to conduct a work session or a council meeting, we can't get anybody else. And then we have had people rotate in and out of the hallway into the room, but that's not always the best either. So we're still
probably at best, what, better safe than anything else?
It's better safe than sorry. I'd love to have it back where we could, you know, we haven't given away a mayor's award since I've been in office, which is something that I want to carry on. I've got a long list of a bunch of heroes that have done great things for our community, but until we can do those meetings live, it's pretty tough.
It is. I guess we'll have. And since we know when this thing began, mm-hmm. we don't know when it ends, and we don't know what shape or form it's going to take when we finally do have it, if it ever does end.
I think everybody was worried about the fall surge, and what concerns me more is the winter surge. When we're all back inside the buildings and we're not out in the open air, and that I think hopefully, knock on wood, hopefully it will not come back, this COVID-19. But if it does, that's where I'm concerned about.
Yeah, so I think...
we can't get lax.
Yeah, there's a lot on our plates and a lot of a lot of uncertainty right now.
A lot of uncertainty. Yeah.
But again, the 10th will be your first day. That's the first day for teachers to report, is that right?
No, the teachers actually report Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Teachers report Wednesday. Daycare opens today. Teachers report Wednesday in preparation. Then the 10th is the first day kids are back.
Wow, so you're ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, we're going back a couple weeks early. That was the school board and the administration's decision. And try to get a couple of weeks in, and just get ahead of the, if there is a fall surge.
Ah, so we'll if there has to be a shutdown or something
really,
like that, you want to have as much out of the way as you can.
Yeah, a lot of our teachers are already using our Canvas education system, which is our online teaching aid. A lot of them are using it, but it's going to be able to get some of those students a little more experience and parents more experience with it in case we do have to change plans on the fly.
So. All right. Well, good luck, and we'll look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks and see. I know the Pot of Blue and Gold,
Thank you. I was going to get that plug in.
You're actively selling tickets to the Pot of Blue and Gold,
That's right. Where our families are picking up their tickets, they'll be selling. So if you know the Notre Dame family, ask them if you could buy a Pot on Blue and Gold. We're also selling in the development director's office. That's out at Notre Dame, 702 South Roosevelt, or you can call 754-8431, extension 358.
And $100 for the ticket, but you can divide it any way you want, right?
Right, and there's a 1 in 53 chance of doubling your money. We have all 75 cash prizes with the big kahuna, obviously, being the 100 grand.
October 3rd.
October 3rd will be the deadline. So buy one, buy several. It's better than a lottery ticket.
Better than a lottery ticket. Notre Dame's Pot of Blue and Gold, and we'll look forward to seeing John in a couple of weeks. See where you are, and as I said, it's everything can change in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
all right.
Can.